The state and federal governments are dispatching crews to western Alaska to survey damage from last week's storm. 40 villages are reporting damage. The governor has the option to declare a disaster in each community and activate the state's disaster assistance programs. KNOM's Ben Matheson has the story.
Teams will move out tomorrow and be based in Nome, Kotzebue, and Bethel. From there, they will travel to smaller communities to try to determine the scope of damage and put a price tag on the storm. Brian Fisher is the incident commander for the State Emergency Operations Center. He says the team spent today getting preliminary reports.
Mostly via telephone calls to all of the communities that were impacted by the storms that happened last week and this weekend, triaging, trying to determine where the most significant damage occurred.
Fisher noted two communities in particular in the Norton Sound region to investigate, including Diomede, which had damage and lost connexes near the helipad, as well as some flooding in the water treatment plant. The community of Wales experienced damage from flooding and winds to 89 miles per hour. As the state gets a sense of damages, it will be conducting what's called a joint preliminary damage assessment with FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, in the case that federal assistance is needed. Fisher says the information from this week's surveys will first go to Governor Parnell.
So we'll take all of the information that we compile on damages in the communities and use that to formulate what we call a fact sheet for the governor's disaster policy cabinet so he can make a decision on whether this is a state disaster or not. We'll also use the information going forward if there's significant enough damage and it exceeds our capability to request a presidential disaster declaration.
Fisher hopes to have a report to the disaster cabinet early next week for the governor to be able to make a decision sometime later in the week. The governor would make the decision to ask for any federal assistance. The state had not received any requests for a disaster declaration as of this afternoon, although Fisher says several communities are looking at drafting requests. The Nome City Council is meeting this evening to consider a declaration. If the governor chooses to activate the state's disaster funding mechanisms, there are three main programs that provide help. The Public Assistance Program covers damage to public infrastructure, along with government property and the costs of operations during the storm, like running shelters and cleaning off roads. Individual Disaster Assistance provides for homeowners and private property, and another program provides funding for temporary housing if homes need to be repaired for a significant period. As cleanup operations continue along the coast, Fisher says the relatively small impact from the storm can be attributed to good preparations earlier last week.
Our communities all across the coast of Alaska were extremely well informed and well prepared, and because of the efforts of all of the communities to take care of themselves, I think that we're seeing that there's not a whole lot of damage from this huge storm that happened because of the preparations that the individual communities had taken prior to the storm and during it.
Jerry Steiger from the National Weather Service says the flooding would have been worse in Nome if the winds blew from the south at the peak of the storm surge. Winds shifted to the east instead and were weaker when water levels peaked. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.